This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Another hour and another edition of Auto World. This hour of the program, we're going to be joined by one of our regular contributors. He's our go-to guy when it comes to all things mechanical, because he's been a mechanic, an ASC certified mechanic, for pretty much all of his life, and he's still doing it today. And Mark Evans is one of the best diagnosticians in all of radio land. So if you're out there right now with a problem with your vehicle, you don't know what's going on, perhaps it's overheating, perhaps the air conditioning's not working, perhaps the car's out of alignment, perhaps you're getting poor fuel economy, perhaps you're hearing a weird noise, it's wide open for you, and you can get into us. Alex is going to be running a couple of different boards, but he'll get your call at 855-660-4261, or you can always email me directly at bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, let's go to the great state of Idaho and bring forth the man that Frank in New Mexico calls the Swami. It's time to say hello once again to Mark Evans. Mark, how you doing?
Hi, Bob. Hey, it's good to be with you. Good to be along, and hope your AW is doing good today. Sounds like it.
Yep, doing pretty good. Still having some voice trouble from time to time, as I mentioned in a previous hour of the broadcast. But actually, this week I'm going to see about that with a specialist. So I've got to get my golden pipes back on a more consistent basis.
Yes, absolutely. You shouldn't have, when you were earlier, you shouldn't have been doing all that opera singing.
That could be it, between that and the cattle calling and all that auction work that I do on the side, where all those things just combine. Plus,
I have no idea how those auction boys do that with their voice, and keep the throat going. That's a major job, isn't it, to keep the health going in the throat.
And certainly singers run into it. It's such a thing as what you call getting polyps on your vocal cords, and singers have to be very careful about that. If they overstrain their voice, they can get that, and of course if they're a professional singer, it's their livelihood. The same thing is true with professional voice people. I know a number of high-end voice talent, and these people have special doctors for their voice and special treatments for their voice. And I have another friend that ex-radio guy, now does a TV show, and he does some public speaking, actually quite a bit of public speaking in the timeshare world. And he doesn't like it because these days they like the timeshare guy to do, he has to do like a half-hour presentation, and they want him to do it five times in a single day, and it's just too much.
Yeah.
So he's fighting back against that, but it's true. Anybody that values your voice, and if you're lucky enough to have a good so-called good voice like my radio voice that I've been blessed with, it's been really frustrating over the last few years when I've been struggling with my health a little bit, that I haven't quite been able to get it back consistently.
Yeah, it's a tool that you got to have, you know, and that's that we all, our listeners too, of course, have different tools that they use in their body, like myself with my hands mechanic, and you know, my time of doing it, 40 plus years now, my right hand, Bob, is not working like it used to. You know, a little arthritis is setting in, and you know, think about that when we were younger. We might be doing the same kind of line of work, you know, like myself, but goodness, you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, it gets easier and easier and easier. So I don't even have to think about doing it anymore, but the body parts have to do it, do the work. And oh my gosh, you know, it's like, what happened to my right hand? So it's a treat for me because my voice, I don't use my voice as much as you do, you know, on the radio and all. And so that's one tool I still kind of have. So it's kind of nice to have it. I turn out to talk a lot, you know, talking basically kind of like doing seminars with my customers. It is full of questions anymore. Everybody is, of course, we got the internet.com. Everybody's getting on YouTube. They're looking at their repairs. They're looking at wire. How come what's that tire light on for? Can I turn it off myself? What's the maintenance required light? It's on. Well, can I turn it off myself? And they're all going to YouTube. And I don't blame everybody for doing that. So when you do that, though, my phone rings and then I'm answering all the questions because they don't quite understand maybe the video, or they tried the video out on YouTube and it didn't quite work out like the YouTube TV showed them, you know. Just last week, and here lately, though, I'm sure you've had a lot of callers and you've seen tire lights on and people are asking, you know, what's the... It says my right front tire is low, and I put air in it. You know, all the new cars have the TPMS, tire pressure monitoring system, and a lot of people, Bob, don't know what that's all about. And that's something that I now got a state-of-the-art tire machine and computerized balancer in the shop. I've been wanting them forever, just my own cars, but I finally stepped up and bought them. And the only reason is because a lot of my clientele now has got tire lights on. You know, they're not driving brand new vehicles, but they're driving vehicles that what's going on there, the tire lights are on because they're 8, 9, 10 years old cars. And did you know that the TPMS stands for, of course, tire pressure monitoring system, but the sensor that's in your wheels on your cars, what makes those operate is basically a little round watch battery, like a wrist watch battery.
Yeah.
And so, you know, for our listeners, that battery is not going to last forever. It's going to wear out, and you're going to have to replace the battery in 4 of your TPMS sensors, because that's 4 tires, 4 wheels, and 4 sensors. You don't replace the batteries, you have to break down the tire and throw the whole entire sensor away. And so I'm seeing a lot of that now. Do we call that mechanical repair? You know, do we care about if our tire light's on? You know, it's lied to me many times. You know, the light's on, I go out and I check my right front tire and it's full of air. Mark, the light's still on, but I'm getting sick and tired of going around checking the air in my tires. Do I pay you to replace the sensor? It's kind of like, you know, I do recommend replacing sensors. It's kind of a nice feature to know that you know, looking at the dash at your right front or left front, back, rear, whatever, is low. So I'm seeing a lot of those. I'm replacing a lot of those. And what makes those sensors go on, Bob, I don't know if you knew this, but they have a little Wi-Fi, you know.
Isn't that amazing?
So when you rotate that wheel at 20 miles an hour, it turns the Wi-Fi on. If the battery's good in it, turns the Wi-Fi on, sends a signal up to the dash. So had a lot of that this last week. Did I realize I was going to be turning into a tire man later? You know?
Well, tires, like everything else, can cost a whole lot of money these days with some of the cars out there, especially the performance ones. And we'll talk a little bit about the cost of tires. And I want to ask you about those tire pressure systems that actually give you the actual reading of in pounds that's in that tire. I used to have a 98 Corvette that had that feature. It was very cool. And there are a number of vehicles that have it. But how does it work? More with Mark Evans around the bend. It's clear.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Contributors along for the ride. Mark is an ASC certified mechanic and is ready to take your questions via the telephone at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. Before that break, and sorry to Alex, I came in a little bit too soon there. I forgot about my poor producer Alex is like running 16 shows at the same time. So if I jump in too fast, I might catch him mid running between one studio and the next. So a little inside for the other side of the radio, folks. What do you think of that, Mark?
He's got to get a segue in the studio there to get going faster.
Exactly. That's what's happened in the radio world is radio businesses and radio networks are, you know, really asking the most of their employees. That's why they hire good people like Alex. But I was mentioning I had my beloved C5 Corvette. I miss it. First one to admit it. I miss it all the time. And I had it from when I got it, which actually was in 1998, and I kept it until I had to sell it in 2014. And for those who want to buy an older Corvette, you know, I would recommend the C5, which ran from 97 to 2005. I'd recommend the C6 as well. It's using a lot of the mechanicals of the C5. Just got updated with some things, and of course there was a ZR1 variant of that and a Z06 variant as well. And then of course the last generation Corvette of the front engines, the C7 is a wonderful vehicle, but you'll pay a lot of money for that in the used market. And now of course you can order yourself, if you have $2,000, you can put that down. Well, I might have the $2,000 to put down, but I'm not going to have the credit to be able to afford myself a new CX-8 Corvette. But if I could, I could enjoy what I used to enjoy with my C5 Corvette, that the actual pressure would indicate for it each wheel position on the car. And it was always interesting in the weather time, living in suburban Boston at that time, to see the effect of cold air on tire pressure and to see the effect of winter on tire pressure and summer as well. And you can do that if you've got one of those systems that actually reads out per tire per pound.
It's pretty awesome. It's kind of scary, isn't it, Bob, how much the numbers are changing constantly on your tires?
Yes.
And yep. And you know, with that, do we care? I mean, if we didn't have that technology like in the older cars that you and I grew up in, while our listeners still probably have and grew up in, how many times did we check our air in our tires? A lot of folks never did. And so it's kind of like, why do we care? And well, like you said earlier, what do tires cost today? They're not $50 anymore a piece. You know, they're $115 on up. You know, and it's not only that, but then you are taking your own time to sit there in the waiting room of a tire store waiting again. It's taking your time and all. But that technology, the PPMS sensors that are in the wheels, you know, where the valve stem is sticking out the little hole that you put air in, that's
sure.
Actually, that's part of the PPMS sensor. So when you push air through that valve stem, you're actually going through, that valve stem is screwed into the sensor inside. And that sensor is inside the pressure of the air. So it knows how much pressure is in there because it's living in there. There's a little pinhole it's in the balloon of pressure. And when it starts to rotate, but then that battery that we were talking about earlier turns the sensor on, and it sends that Wi-Fi signal of that pressure number whatever it might be, 44, 48, 50, whatever it might be, up to a computer exclusively in the dash, a little square box, and that little square box is designated. There's four DRAM chips in there, basically chips, computer chips, per wheel. So when I'll go to there for a minute, hear a little bit about how we learn, how it learns the code. But as it's spinning, it sends that number to the left rear DRAM chip in the computer just exclusively for tires, and then it turns on that little chip, slips into the wiring harness, goes up into the electronic dash, of course, and tells that, flashes that that neon lighted number, you know, 48, 52, whatever it might be, and also the RR, right rear, left rear, LR, RR, you know, RF, or right front, etc. And that's how it does that. So there's never, ever does a little computer that's in the dash for the tires ever wear out or go bad. It's the sensors that are in the wheels that go bad. And so, and condensation, moisture, humidity, barometer pressure, of course, as you spin a tire faster going on the freeway, even in the wintertime here in Idaho when it's 20 degrees out, you start spinning that rubber at a higher speed, it's going to warm up, causing what? More barometer pressure, causing the air pressure to go up. So as you get, you know, in L.A. and in Florida, you got the heat. Arizona, of course, you got the heat. You go around town seeing 30 miles an hour, and then you go out there on the freeway at 85 miles an hour, 80, whatever you might be driving, 180. The faster it spins, the hotter it gets, and the higher the pressure. So, and do we care? Well, we really do. Today's car, today's suspension, today's steering, everything that you know, that seat that you're sitting on, Bob, is still more technical. Just the seat alone, the springs, the leather, the electronics, you know, to move the seat forward and back are completely so upgraded compared to yesteryear's cars of just 3 years ago. So from your butt down, man, is like completely everything is riding on your tires. And so, you know, you know what? You ask a person, what kind of mileage do you get out of those tires you just put on your car or your truck? And what number do you usually hear, Bob? Ask your neighbor one day, what kind of miles do you get on your tires? And what's the average number? How many thousands of miles do we usually hear? 20,000, 30, 40, 50?
Yeah, it can vary so much, of course, because of all the different prices of tires. But, yeah, that's probably on the average, you'd say 30 or 40.
Yeah. And today, you know, truthfully, I'm going to tell you the facts. The facts are that, in fact, if you keep air, the correct air in your tires and keep a good alignment on it, you're going to see over 50,000 miles on the set of tires today. They're that good.
That's amazing. We're going to have more with Mark Evans straight ahead here on Auto World. If you'd like to ask a question, I'm watching my email right now. It's bob@autoworldradio.com. Give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the American economy will fight back from the coronavirus pandemic.
This economy will recover. It may take a while. It may take a period of time. It could stretch through the end of next year. We really don't know.
He spoke on CBS's 60 Minutes. As states start to reopen their economy, a national health expert is urging caution. Former CDC Director Tom Frieden said on Fox News Sunday, different states are in different places with this virus. He says, for example, with New York,
we are at the end of the beginning. In some other places of the country, it hasn't yet hit in full force.
Frieden says he understands people wanting to get out from under lockdown orders, but is warning that reopening too soon could lead to multiple waves of the virus. This is USA Radio News. The House has passed a $3 trillion coronavirus relief package. Now that states are starting to open back up, Senate Republicans want to hold off on putting together the next relief package, at least for a couple of weeks, until they can see how things are going and where the greatest needs are. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is criticizing them, saying there's no time to waste.
They may think it's okay to pause, but people are hungry across America. Hunger doesn't take a pause.
Senate Republicans are resisting the $3 trillion package that just passed the House, saying there are items in it that aren't directly related to the virus. Republican Senator Mike Lee with some of the items he opposes in the bill.
This bill that they passed really is a progressive wish list of sorts for Democrats. It contains the word cannabis more than it contains the word jobs. It provides amnesty for illegal aliens and also stimulus checks for illegal aliens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
At a private party, courtesy of the folks at Chrysler. I don't think, Mark, you weren't at this party. It was in Las Vegas. I don't think you were. Maybe you were. I would say it was around 1999 or the year 2000, and we were in the secret house that was owned by Frank Sinatra and the rest of the Rat Pack, Sammy Davis Jr. and Dean Martin, etc. And Chrysler had a special party there, and they were promoting the PT Cruiser, and they had that gentleman who was just singing. They had him with a decked-out PT Cruiser with for his guitars, and he jumped out and started playing some songs. I don't think you were at that event.
Was Brian Seltzer, wasn't it?
Yeah. Were you there?
Yeah, back. It was. That was quite a while ago because I don't think I knew you then. I was there with Energy Release, one of my sponsors back in the time. But I was only on one radio station. Yeah, the Rat Pack House. And when they had Tom Gale there, you remember Tom?
Yeah.
And then they had Poolside, remember that? And
I'll never forget that.
Yeah, I was with, that was right at the, if I remember right, wasn't that right at the Cena time? that before?
It was at the same time, yeah.
Yeah.
So we must have been out there. You must have been there. I must have been there.
Yeah. We didn't know each other. We were right in the same house. I was with Kevin Bates. He was with Energy Release, one of my sponsors, and Don Simplot. And Don Simplot, of course, the Simplot name is known. J.R. Simplot is known for McDonald's French fries out here in Idaho. That's where McDonald's gets their fries, is through the Simplot Corporation, not that there is in the Simplot potatoes. But yeah, that was quite a night. Did you get a hat? Remember the hat that they gave us?
Yeah. It wasn't a hat to take home, but a hat to wear for the night. Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah. Yeah, that was absolutely, that was a lot of fun. But what the heck happened to the PT Cruiser, Bob? Remember, now we can take our listeners. We were in Germany when they debuted that.
Yeah, and it ran for about 10 years, and they sold over a million of them. And I'll tell you a secret right now, I actually own one. Which
you
is
too.
Hard to believe. Hard to believe, but it's silver. It's a 2006 silver one.
Silver? Awesome.
Yep.
We're gonna put a Hemi engine in that bad boy. I'm gonna fly out. we're gonna dump a real engine in that baby.
That's right. It needs that 392. That's what it needs.
I'm gonna tuck the back in and put some big tires under the back of that. But I got to get it ready for Lucy when she's ready to drive.
That's right.
Which isn't too far off, you know. Really, not too many years away.
I know. Hard to believe it. She just had a birthday yesterday, so it's
happy
a scary.
Birthday. Gosh, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I know that's we got life. Frank. I'm having a little trouble with my login here to be able to put Frank on the air. So, Frank, stay right where you are, and we will get this straightened out. I'm working feverishly here on the computer to try and get it to work, but we'll definitely get to Frank. Frank's got a question for the Swami, so we don't want to miss out on that. But how about the tire pressure systems that read out the exact tire pressure on your dashboard? I mean, that's going to be a much more expensive system than just the plain TPMS.
Yeah. In fact, I don't ever see any of the tire computer monitors in the dash going bad. But you're gonna, you know, if you're gonna have to replace that, which is truly gonna be rare, the only reason you have to replace it is because the reading doesn't read correctly, or it might have the dots might show you, it should be like 34, but it only shows 14.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And so that's the only reason the lights basically burn out on the board themselves. But TPMS sensors, just so everybody knows, what's the cost of those, Bob? They start at $55 a piece and go up. I just put some in a Chevrolet pickup truck, and they were $65 a piece just for the sensor. And
sure.
I was talking earlier about if you can, you know, just having that system is awesome because it lets you know that your tires need air in them. And how do you know what's the right air pressure? Just read the side of the tire and tell you exactly what the manufacturer says that they would like to have in that tire. And if you do, in fact, I've got an account with Tire Rack. And, you know, that's something, Bob, you know, on behalf of Auto World, you know, you sent me out to Tire Rack. Got to interview the folks at Michelin. Had Matt, Tire Rack, the owner, on our air here live.
Yeah, great Matt
people.
Edmonds, a great guy. Yeah.
Great people. And great product. And as everybody knows, I mean, truthfully, it's TireRack.com. And I've got a commercial account with them, Bob. That's a long story. I didn't ask for it. They just gave it to me because I went on their site and ordered a set of tires through the residential side, like our listeners can do, TireRack.com and all that. But they saw who ordered the tires, and I got a call back. This is how much they care. I got a call back the next day saying, hey, we saw your name, Mark, and, you know, come on, man, you need a wholesale account. So they gave me a wholesale account. And so, in fact, I just had a customer here yesterday call and tell me, I put a set of Michelin Defenders, which I swear by them, on everybody's car, all our listeners need Michelin Defenders. And he just called me to tell me that he's getting 2 more miles per gallon because of having Michelin Defenders. And that's in a full-size Chevy truck. So that adds up, you know, and that's all key. And by the way, the Michelin Defenders, they start, their warranty starts at 60,000 miles and goes all the way up to 75,000. So it depends on what load range you buy. But 60,000 miles, Bob. Now when you're talking, you know, you usually hear somebody say, well, I only get 30,000 miles out of my charger, 40,000. Okay, well, don't align your car. Don't have the right air pressure in there. And that's all you're going to get. So, you know, that's the key. And so if you're, I just don't believe in living, you know, in the tire shop spot. I believe in spending time with my family. So it's a quick thing. You know, buy a tire gauge, throw it in the glove box, and you can always grab that and check your air pressure at all times. And also, too, you know, this is a big thing. I think we've talked about it before, but on the side of your tires, Bob, it's got a DOT, date on tires, what that stands for. And that'll tell you the date of the tire. So if some of our listeners have just got brand new tires, they think they just got brand new tires on their car and truck. Go out.
It's a big problem.
Yep. Go out and take a look at the date. That tire store might have tires on their shelf for over 2 to 3 years before you buy them.
Yep. And I would imagine that the tire isn't doing anything positive on the shelf. It's probably just slowly degrading in some way.
Yeah, they actually rot. They do rot. And that's not a good thing.
No, definitely not. When we come back on the other side, we're going to get Frank from New Mexico on the air. You're listening to Auto World. If you'd like to ask Mark a question, you too can give us a call at 855-660-4261 or email me, bob@autoworldradio.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Him up as I'm having a little trouble with my computer, Alex. So if you could punch Frank into the mix really quick, that would be great. Hopefully we can get that taken care of.
I hear you, Bob.
Fantastic. So what a good producer Alex is. I'm sitting here in my humble Florida studio, and my computer's like all frozen, not working, and I couldn't put you on the air. So it's good to hear your voice, Frank, and say hello to the Swami.
Hey, Mark the Swami, yeah. The man.
Hi, Frank.
How you doing, guys? It's a great
good
show, as always. And I don't mind waiting because I'm always learning something. But I did have a question for the Swami regarding diagnostic tools. But before that, Mark, have you heard about the upcoming, it's the reintroduction of the 426 Street Hemi in production cars? It's being called, you know, in kind of a tribute to the original 426, which was known as the Elephant Motor. This is the Elephant. There's an H in front of it. Elephant. And it's going to be in big Ram trucks and stuff, and I'm hoping into passenger cars, too.
Oh,
I thought that was just an awesome announcement. You know, the 426 Hemi is back. God.
Yeah. Oh, God. And that I appreciate you sharing that. I haven't done a lot of studies on it. You know, I haven't heard about books about it, but I do remember how white those blocks were, man. They just looked scary when you opened the hood, you know.
Yeah, it was a little blurb they sent out on the Hemmings News, you know, if they send the news to your email. That was one of the stories. Anyway, about diagnostic tools, I'm wondering, Mark, I'm wanting to get something that's really complete, like for an OBD1, and I'm looking at all these old Snap-on, you know, that red brick. What's it, a 500 or 2500 or something like that?
Yeah.
What sort of information can I get from OBD1 in one of those puppies other than just basic fault codes? Right, which is pretty much just a paperclip, you know. I can tell you on the air, Frank, which everybody's listening, of course, which is good. I can tell you which letters to plug the paperclip into, but I don't want to do that because
I have one of them little boxes that already does it for you. You know?
Yeah.
GM food reader.
Right.
Yeah.
And actually, you said Snap-on, Matco, Cornwell. They all are good tools, and they all have you can spend hundreds and thousands of dollars on a machine that can do OBD1 all the way up to all the ABS brakes, of course, and all the way up to the OBD3 and now the 4 that's coming out.
I just want one in my old cars.
Yeah. Truthfully, do you have Harbor Freight there?
Yeah.
Tools. Okay.
Yeah.
Go in there. Go into Harbor Freight, and they actually have one. And you can. They actually have OBD1, 2, and the 3, and they also have a scanner that's pretty well priced that actually will do the ABS reading for your brakes too, all in one scanner. So the best part I want to talk to you about that is that when you buy the OBD1 tool, the scan tool, it's just basically plug in, of course, like the others, but it comes with a book, and it helps you out. You can read through there, and it helps you understand what's going on with the car and tells you the symptoms of troubleshooting, what to do next. So, again, it's like having me in your garage with you. So that it's really nice because you get the instructions, the operating book with it. That's the main key. And then I was, just to sell, I don't know if you knew, Bob, I was the spokesperson for CarMD.
Yeah, I remember that.
And CarMD sold in Brookstone, actually, and sold in Costco. I did a huge video. I spent hours behind the camera and stuff and voiceovers and everything describing to people how to use a scan tool. And what this was a scan tool like Frank's one, and until you plug into the connector underneath on the left knee area of your body on the car. And it would you take that out, it would memorize what's going on with your car. You take it into your computer, laptop, desktop, whatever, plug in, and then you go into the CarMD website, and it would help you go through that, and that's some of the instructions that I did back in the day. So a book with operating instructions, Frank, with ink and on paper is really nice to have. You can always refer back to it. And, in fact, I do have a little... myself with the OBD3 tool. I actually have a little pocket guide that I've had for probably 6, 7, 8 years, and it has, all the PO fault code numbers before I can just go rock into my office and plug in, to my desktop to get pretty elaborate. I can go to the little pocket guide, whip out the paper, flip over to the number, and there it tells me some symptoms that it could possibly be. Whatever code fault number you've got. So, do you remember the, Bob probably remembers this too, the old Fords in the 70s, the Ford Explorers had all this. Outside over by the passenger side, underneath the hood, they had the little electric diagnostic. It said right on the little plastic box, pull the cover off, and here's this little diagnostic cable sitting there. And that's the OBD1 connector right there. It's not at the left knee as you're sitting in the driver's seat on some of those models. Lincoln Town Cars had that. Some of the Continentals had it out there too. So, but yeah,
that car medic or auto medic you were mentioning didn't do OBD1 though, did it?
No, it didn't. Darn
it. No, because it's funny you mentioned that. You jogged my memory. I actually won one of those, and I believe it was a trivia question on one of Bob's auto shows like 10 years ago.
Wow.
Enough that I didn't have a car that it applied to new enough, so I gave it to my brother for Christmas.
I gave some out. A lot of people are still paying me because what they do, they do their own scanning, and they call that number into me on the phone. And this is not only this is our radio people, you know, to like yourself, Frank, not only local people, but I've shipped some out to friends that I have in Kansas City and areas, you know, and, hey, Mark, I used your tool you sent me, and, hey, I appreciate it. Here's the number. What do I do now? So, but, yeah, and I, you know, I never would have thought, and it's going that way. It's all electronics anymore, but still, it's all cars are still basic, you know. The electronics are managing all the fuel spray and the timing and everything, but still, you got hard line parts making the car, the engine run, going down the road, you know. So, I don't want everybody scared anymore. A lot of people are very terrified, you know, Frank, about electronics, the engine lights on, I don't know what's going on, and they're it's way over their head, or they open the hood and they see this engine and it's all smoothed over like somebody got in there with a concrete trowel with plastic. You know, you don't see anything. Well, that's just a plastic covering. I did this the other day on an A4 Audi. This gentleman is actually an accountant, and he's working with numbers all day long for Albertsons, and that's what he does. And so I took care of his A4 for him. And I said, well, let me show you something, because he's just terrified. I said, you don't need to be terrified with this. He says, well, I can't work on this myself. I said, well, there's no need for you to work on yourself. Let me show you what this looks like. And I just grabbed that plastic Audi cover that was covering the whole entire engine. It just popped in with the male, female going in the rubber grommets. I popped that off and showed him. He says, wow, I can see everything now. I said, exactly. Look at how dirty it is under there. We need to clean it. So... But, and that's the main key, is that if you've got an engine code on, you know, an engine light on, and you want to do the trouble fault code, of course, Frank, the OBD1 is pretty simple. Which car are you looking at doing?
Oh, it's for my oldies, like the ones that have OBD1, like the 86 Olds, the 87 Buick, you know, Grand National, basically those two.
Sure.
The other ones are even earlier. They got no OBD, nothing.
Right.
My wife's is probably OBD2. It's a, you know, 2015 Nissan Sentra. So
okay.
Would one of the ones at Harbor Freight cover OBD1 and 2 and give me as much on OBD1 as a Snap-on red brick wood designed, you know, and having the OBD1 GM module in there?
It will work. Now you do Snap-on or Matco. Let's say money's not an object and you go order one of those. The thing you get with those, which I've got, is we get live reads. So when we plug in there, it's kind of like the oscilloscope. You know, we can see the ohms and the resistance of everything that's going on with anything and everything under the hood. So you don't need to be
It looks like I got to let you guys go, but I appreciate it. Thanks, fellas.
Right, thank you, Frank. Thank you, my friend. We'll get Mark back with us real soon. Thanks for doing a great job, Mark.
Thanks, Paul.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. When you get a chance, visit AutoWorldRadio.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.